I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
At the Wharf in D.C., 57, and some of us all the way down to 40 overnight.
This is WTOP News. WTOP-FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP-FM Braddock Heights, Frederick.
7:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up here on WTOP, two breaking stories at this hour. When will a pro-Palestinian encampment at GW University come down? Hundreds of people have gathered there throughout the day, not just from GW, but other schools. We'll have a live report in 3 minutes. And who will the Commanders pick first here? They are number two on the clock tonight at the NFL Draft, which is about to start from Detroit in just seconds. Stay with us here on WTOP for all the latest. It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. As pro-Palestinian demonstrations take place on campuses nationwide, including the University of Southern California, that school has canceled its main stage commencement, citing safety concerns, but says other commencement events are moving forward. On the campus of Emory University, WSB's Jonathan O'Brien says authorities were brought in.
Police fire pepper balls to subdue and disperse dozens of protesters on campus. Professor Pamela Scully looking on.
I think it's outrageous that universities across America are calling police on students who are exercising their academic freedom to offer opinions.
Police taking the demonstrators and even several professors into custody.
At the University of Texas at Austin, student Katarina Jackemeyer supports Israel.
I hear their side and I understand that. But when they start attacking the religion and the ethnicity and not the country, that's when it becomes an issue for me.
After hearing arguments, the U.S. Supreme Court is now considering the issue of absolute presidential immunity involving former President Donald Trump's alleged efforts to subvert the results of the 2020 election. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson's take.
Even if it's not all official acts, maybe it's just that there's immunity from criminal prosecution if a congressional statute doesn't specifically say, and this includes the president. All of which is to say, I heard all of the justices trying to figure out where do we draw the line.
The final ruling is months away, with the presumptive Republican nominee who's now navigating through a criminal trial in New York. CBS's Robert Costa sees a common narrative running between now and the November election.
This is going to be the story of the rest of the year. Trump in court, the courtroom as the campaign trail, Trump dealing with the legal challenges, which have some interest to voters, but really aren't kitchen table issues. But all of it becomes this stew that affects our entire political climate.
Tennessee's Republican-controlled state house has given final approval on legislation criminalizing adults who help minors receive gender-affirming care without parental consent. It clears the way for the first-in-the-nation proposal to be sent to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. New York's appeals court overturns the 2020 rape conviction of former of movie producer Harvey Weinstein, criminal defense attorney Julie Rendleman.
They found that the judge's decision in terms of all of those bad acts that the prosecution would have been allowed to ask about was too much, too prejudicial, and that it basically prevented him from taking the stand.
Weinstein will remain in prison because a 2022 conviction in a Los Angeles rape case that resulted in a 16-year term. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:03 here on WTOP. It's Thursday evening, April 25th, 2024. Springfield, 56, all the way down to 40 in our coldest suburbs. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Breaking news on WTOP and continuing coverage of pro-Palestinian demonstrators on the campus of George Washington University. Students and faculty from GW and several other area universities who support Gaza have been gathering there since 5 this morning. Earlier, university leadership said the encampment of people would need to be out by 7 p.m. That was more than an hour ago. Now we're learning that police are holding off. Let's get more live tonight on this developing story. WTOP's Scott Gelman at GW.
Hey, Demetri, we're actually getting even more information about the situation here on the campus of George Washington University. A police source telling WTOP tonight, not expecting police to get involved in this demonstration, D.C. police to get involved in this demonstration within the next couple of hours. Right now, a growing and very active group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators chanting here, holding white and yellow signs as well as Palestinian flags. I would say several hundred, as you mentioned, students from not just GW, Georgetown, American University, University of Maryland, as well as many others who came presumably after work or later in the evening. This is a crowd that has grown since I've been here in the 4 o'clock hour. Now, as far as what GW is telling us tonight, a new statement from them sent to us just a short time ago, again saying that, as they said earlier, the encampment is an unauthorized use of university space and violates several university policies. The university, it says, and MPD are continuing to work in coordination to determine how to best address the situation. But again, moments ago, a DC police source telling WTOP not expecting to intervene over the next couple of hours. Right now, things are very peaceful here, Demetri, chanting, flags waving, a growing crowd. There were a couple of counter demonstrators holding Israeli and American flags. I have not seen them on the other side of this demonstration. And you as well mentioned the encampment. There are dozens of tents here, people lining the grass here on the yard area near GW's law school, several tents inside, people inside of them as well. And Demetri, just to give you some scale here, this crowd is growing so significantly that there are people here on the sidewalk, as well as looking across the street, looks to be another campus building. Students are gathered there and looking on at what is happening as well. So, of course, we'll continue to follow this development and bring you the latest. But again, DC police source telling WTOP tonight, no immediate intervention here in the next couple of hours. We'll continue to bring you the latest. Reporting live from Foggy Bottom, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Scott, I know nobody from police has tapped you on the shoulder and maybe said this explicitly, but do you get the sense they're very much trying to avoid scenes that we've seen elsewhere in the country? People in handcuffs, people being led away. They're really trying to get away from that image here on this campus.
It seems, Demetri, from the conversations that I've had tonight, that the priority is safety. Right now, this is a very peaceful demonstration, albeit a large one. And again, our understanding that, as the statement from George Washington University said that we got a short time ago, this is basically their call here, being that this is their campus to decide if and when to intervene. So ultimately, it's going to be their decision to call in the help, and we'll continue to wait and see how things develop here on campus tonight.
Scott Gelman, live at GW. Stay with us here on your breaking news, traffic, and weather station. It's WTO and WTOP.com. Ask your smart speaker to play WTOP and use our free app. Well, earlier today, a walkout and rally at Georgetown University. Some of those students were walking over to GW where Scott was. WTOP's Kate Ryan was with those Georgetown students.
Selena Al-Shahabi with Students for Justice for Palestine helped organize the rally at Georgetown University. The students want the school to divest from companies that have contracts with Israeli defense interests. The group also wants a working group for Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim students. Al-Shahabi says she lost two close relatives in the attacks on Gaza after October 7th.
And there was absolutely no support to support me through that hard time. There wasn't any mental health support.
A Jewish student who didn't want to be identified said she's pro-Israel, and she said while she doesn't feel physically unsafe on campus, it's her view that the protest adds to an unsafe environment for Jewish students at the school. In Georgetown, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The NFL draft officially underway, but no news coming out of it just yet. We haven't even heard the first overall selection by the Chicago Bears, but when we do, we'll keep you updated right here on WTOP.
At MedStar Health, we're committed to treating you like the unique individual you are, that deserves your own personalized care plan, that offers you innovative and advanced medical treatments, that are provided by our top-rated specialists, that are seamlessly connected to our primary and urgent care teams, that are dedicated to putting you at the center of everything we do. MedStar Health. It's how we treat people.
The economy grew at a disappointing rate last quarter. What does it mean for interest rates? That's on the way. Traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
I'm Katie from Long Roofing. Your shingles protect your home, but all shingles are not the same. Choose Long Roofing for expert installation, easy financing, the best warranty in the business, and the most superior shingles. We do roof replacement the right way, the long way.
Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years.
Visit longroofing.com to get your free estimate today.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Bob Immler is in the traffic center.
395 North on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. The crash has now moved on. All lanes are now open. And it looks like the lanes are open in the 3rd Street Tunnel southbound as well. They cleared the crash of the tunnel, at least out of the roadway. And so now there's no delay southbound getting down to 695 or 395 to head toward Virginia. And northbound on DC 295, a bit slow at Pennsylvania Avenue. That's it. In Virginia, 395 and 95 doing all right. Same with 66. Things are generally good to go in Maryland on 270 between the Beltway and Interstate 70. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, pretty quiet. So is 50 out to Annapolis and the Bay Bridge. And around the Beltway, everything runs without delay. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Bob. Now we're going to Veronica Johnson. She is 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Clouds moving out, but it is going to remain chilly. Temperatures here late evening in the lower 50s by early Friday morning, 40 to 48 degrees. And for Friday afternoon, just a tad warmer than today at 62 to 65 degrees. It will, however, be a brighter day with mostly sunny skies. Now, this upcoming weekend, 50-50, spring on Saturday, mostly cloudy with high temperatures in the lower 60s, and on Sunday, more summery sunshine with a high temperature. We're forecasting 85, 86 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tyson's 55, Waldorf 53, L'Enfant Plaza 57 degrees. Some of us heading down to 40 tonight. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Well, right now happening at the NFL draft, an unusual group of characters together all on one stage, like NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, rapper Eminem, Barry Sanders, the sports great from Detroit, the Lions great. They still haven't gotten around to announcing the first pick, though, but I believe they'll get around to it soon. We're keeping you updated right here on WTOP. It's Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. We're going to go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Economic growth slowed to an annual pace of just 1.6% last quarter, the slowest in 2 years and more than the markets expected. By the close, the Dow was down 375 points. That was a 1% loss. Google and Microsoft turned in better than expected quarterly results. Intel's forecast came up short. A 30-year mortgage now averages 7.11%, up for the fourth consecutive week. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Tyson's now 55 degrees, and we're still waiting to learn what the Asia-Pacific markets are going to do as they start reporting later this hour. Keep it here on WTOP for the latest. Another major story tonight, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in former President Trump's absolute immunity case today. Will the court rule before the election? Will we get that D.C. trial started before the election? We'll take you live to the Hill newspaper and reporter Zach Schoenfeld on the way. It's 8:12 on WTOP.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. Are you struggling from ED? We've got a groundbreaking solution that's transformed the lives of thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 50 clinical studies, including research from prestigious Cambridge University. It revitalizes blood flow by repairing blood vessels, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. If you're ready to end your ED struggles, call us now. Not only will you get a free assessment and blood flow ultrasound, we're also throwing in your first treatment free on us. That's right. Give us a call and schedule an appointment, and we'll get you your first treatment free. This is a $600 value, and it's yours free if you call in the next 2 minutes. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Guys, it's time to reclaim your love life and put an end to your ED. 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. 703-337-1919.
Just in from the NFL draft in Detroit, the clock has started to count down for the first overall pick by the Chicago Bears. About 9 minutes left for that team to make its selection, and then the Commanders will be on the clock. We'll watch it all for you here on WTOP at 8:13 with more news in 60 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or our retail store in Tyson's Corner and mention code LOCAL10 for 10% off your purchase. That's clean, O-R-I-G-I-N.com, code LOCAL10.
It's 8:14. Great to have you here. Oral arguments took place at the U.S. Supreme Court tonight, rather today, over whether former President Trump has absolute immunity for prosecution over the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol and the events leading up to it. Conservative and liberal justices alike questioned Trump's counsel with hypothetical situations asking how far the former president's claim of sweeping immunity protections would go. For example, Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
The president is entitled for total personal gain to use the trappings of his office. That's what you're trying to get us to hold.
Well, joining us live now to go in depth on all of the questions and answers by the justices and the lawyers, but perhaps more importantly, whether we're going to get a January 6th trial here in D.C. before the election. We'll take you live to The Hill's Zach Schoenfeld. Thank you, Zach. I'm putting a lot on your plate there and demanding a lot of answers. But first of all, what did you think of the overall arguments and whether the justices are buying this absolute immunity story?
I think the basic takeaway today is that the justices seemed to lean towards saying that there is some sort of presidential immunity. I think there's still an open question of exactly what standard they'll articulate when this decision comes down, but it seems to be somewhat of a mixed ruling, one that doesn't go quite all the way to the sweeping claims of immunity that Donald Trump has claimed, but also not going all the way to say that there is no presidential immunity at all from criminal prosecution. So what does that mean? The basic takeaway here is such a mixed ruling would essentially send this back to the lower courts for another round of legal battles over whether whatever test they put out in this decision actually applies to Trump's indictment. So I think the basic takeaway here is this could cause a lot more legal battles that slows the process down and puts this trial after the election.
And so it really is incumbent upon the hush money trial for those who are interested in some guidance as to whether to vote for Donald Trump this November. It's really the New York trial that is the one and done.
That's right. It still is possible that one of these other three criminal cases does make it to a jury before November. But as time has gone on, it's looking increasingly less likely. I think the only way for it to happen at this point is, you know, after the Supreme Court decision comes down on immunity, you know, there is a chance that one of these trials could sneak out in a narrow window in the fall, right in the heat of the general election campaign season. But unless that happens, this hush money trial is going to be the only of Donald Trump's criminal indictments that we're going to get a verdict in before November. So, you know, it's quite interesting of the fact that as I've talked with legal observers, you know, they'll all say that this is the least serious of the four cases. And yet it's the only one that we're going to get a verdict in.
Did some of the justices, whether they be conservative or liberal, but especially the conservatives, did they surprise election watchers, but court watchers as well? I had heard some discussion that this may go 9-0 against Donald Trump, that he doesn't have immunity, but it seems to be a much more mixed bag.
I think there was a surprise today. As you were saying, the expectations were that Donald Trump was really facing quite an uphill battle today. And I think you saw some of that. I think even some of the conservative justices were signaling that they're not going to go quite as far as Trump wants to take. You know, someone like conservative Justice Samuel Alito, one of the leading conservatives on the court, he at one point had even called Trump's ask for the court. He called it very robust, which might not seem like a lot, but for someone like Samuel Alito, who's one of the leading conservatives on the court, you know, I think that says a lot. For just how far Trump's claims went. So I think you're seeing justices in both ideological camps not wanting to go that far. That being said, there were some splits of, you know, we saw the liberal justices really taking aim at, you know, even if there is this mixed ruling where there's some sort of presidential immunity, they were raising concerns about how that could embolden a future president while in office to commit crimes. So I think there still was some division between the conservatives and liberals, but none of the nine seemed to quite be willing to go as far as Trump wanted them to.
We really appreciate it, Zach. Thank you for joining us once again.
Good to be with you.
That's Zach Schoenfeld for The Hill on WTOP, talking about the critical oral arguments before the Supreme Court today on whether Donald Trump has total immunity. Among the top stories we're watching here on WTOP, the pick is in by the Chicago Bears, the overall number one pick in the NFL draft. We'll share what we know coming right up on WTOP. Now we want to take you to the traffic center, WTOP's Bob Imler.
Well, things are pretty much cleared out around the region, around the Beltway. In both Maryland and Virginia, traffic continues to run without delay. They've cleared the crash southbound of the 3rd Street Tunnel and northbound of the 14th Street Bridge. All travel lanes are now open. And in Maryland, up and down 95 on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you are good to go. Westbound 200 at New Hampshire Avenue, single right lane gets by. That work zone, but really no delay doing so. And 270, that is without delay between the Beltway and Interstate 70. 50 out to the Bay Bridge is good to go. In Virginia, traffic on 95 southbound may have a problem before Dumfries. Now, just after Dale City, traffic does slow down, but I think it's a little early for any work zones there. But traffic is quite slow after Dale City. And getting down toward Dumfries, believe we have a crash just before exit 152. Bob Imler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Bob, next. It's Veronica Johnson, 7 News, First Alert, Chief Meteorologist.
Definitely cool today with our temperatures in the 50s and two more cool days coming your way for Friday and Saturday before a major warm-up starting on Sunday. Pretty warm stretch that will go through the mid part of next week. Now, this evening, our temperatures drop to the lower 50s and overnight about 40 to 48 degrees. It is going to remain dry. Sunshine back for your Friday, 62 to 65 degrees. Saturday, forecasting 63 for a high temperature with a chance for some scattered showers. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now at DuPont Circle, 54 degrees, Germantown 52 degrees, Annandale 55. Some of us could fall to the 40s. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
Breaking news on WTOP.
We've got our first overall pick in the NFL draft, taking you live to the sports desk in WTOP's Rob Woodfork.
Yes, we do, Dimitri. It is Caleb Williams. Here's how it sounded on ESPN moments ago.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
And with that, he is the first D.C. area native to be selected first overall in the Super Bowl era. Washington now officially on the clock at number two. More coming up at 8:25. Rob Woodfork, WTOP News.
All right, Rob, thank you very much, and stay with us here on WTOP.
Just how rank is the corpse flower?
Sort of a weird, kind of off, like garbage smell.
I'm Jimmy Alexander.
We'll tell you what that's all about next.
Hey, everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart, but integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
When news is breaking, see it first at 4 with Megan Clark and Victoria Sanchez. Then, what's happening now at 5 and 6 with Scott Newman and Michelle Marsh. 7 News is your breaking news team every night at 4, 5, and 6 p.m.
And it's nice to have you here on WTOP at 8:22. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. We need to get ready to pay more to ride Metro. Metro approved its budget for next year. It's avoiding those drastic service cuts that it threatened back in December, but it's raising fares by 12.5% and freezing wages for Metro employees. In July, the base fare will go up $2.25. It'll go up to $2.25. The max is $6.75. At today's board meeting, member Joe McAndrew called for the region to find a better funding model for Metro.
It's not perfect, and until there's a adequate funding source for WMATA long term, it will never be perfect. So to that point, we've done our bit. We've got ourselves a year, maybe two. But the job's not done.
The budget depends on additional funding commitments from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, with both D.C. and Virginia still needing to approve their own budgets. This is raising a big stink here in the district. It's the U.S. Botanic Garden, of course, with the corpse flower in peak bloom. WTOP's Jimmy Alexander was there to smell the Indonesian plant in person. Ooh,
that smell. Smell like a dead bird. Can't you
smell that smell? Like meat, like rotting meat.
Now that's Torres talking about the corpse flower. But how would a true professional describe its stench?
Stunk so bad that I did gag for a moment.
Devin Dotson of the United States Botanic Garden. Now, you may ask yourself, why would a flower reek so badly?
It's all about pollination, right? They're doing the smell, trying to attract pollinators like flies and beetles.
Now, after today, the corpse flower's rank smell will be gone. But don't worry if you couldn't take a whiff in person. There's still hope.
We'll have another one soon, we think.
From the United States Botanic Garden, I'm Jimmy Alexander. Woof. WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
8:25 on WTOP. A busy night for us here with the NFL Draft. We go right to Rob Woodford.
That's right, Dimitri. The 2024 NFL Draft well underway in Detroit. The Chicago Bears, as expected moments ago, making Caleb Williams the first D.C. native to be selected first overall in the draft in the Super Bowl era. Washington now on the clock at two, just a couple of minutes away from seeing who the pick will be. The Commanders handled some business earlier today. They declined the fifth-year option on Jamin Davis, and the team announced Darryl Green's number 28 will be retired. It's the fifth number to be officially retired by the franchise after years of simply taking some of these numbers out of rotation. The Nationals fell 2-1 to the Dodgers. They drop on the wrong end of a series sweep at Nats Park. Mackenzie Gore, the hard luck losing pitcher of record, he tossed six innings of seven hit, one run ball with four strikeouts for Dave Martinez.
Today was a growth moment for him as well. Going back out there for the sixth inning, knowing he had not over 90 pitches, he did really well. Really well. So I'm very proud of him. I mean, he gave us everything he had. He grinded out. So, he did well. So, we keep getting good, starting pitching like that. We're going to be fine.
Yeah, but the offense, again, a letdown here. 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position, scoring only on a Joey Meneses single in the eighth inning. And they're saying on the screen the pick is in for the Commanders, but still they're doing a lot of talking. So,
they'll give you a chance to run back out to the newsroom.
Yeah, I'll run back out there and we'll keep you up.